Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. It is Election Day, and Iowa voters are expected to cast ballots in record numbers. However, nearly a million people have cast absentee ballots. Concerns about the coronavirus contributed to the surge in early voting. 64% of active Democratic voters and 42% of Republicans requested an absentee ballot. Iowa's rate of positive coronavirus cases moved up to second in the nation, only behind South Dakota. Johns Hopkins University today says the seven-day rolling average of the positivity rate in Iowa has risen over the past 2 weeks from 25.5% on October 19th to 34.4% yesterday. Only South Dakota has a higher average rate at 50.6%. And today there are a record 730 people being treated at Iowa hospitals for coronavirus infections. The state posted more than 1,500 new confirmed cases and 22 deaths, bringing the total to more than 133,000 cases and more than 1,700 deaths. And Sanford Health's in Sioux Falls is temporarily rescheduling non-emergency surgery as it deals with an influx of coronavirus patients. And a survey sent to Sioux Falls area business leaders about a proposed mask mandate garnered 170 responses in less than an hour after going out to members of the Greater Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce. Chamber leadership crafted the survey with open-ended questions for local businesses on a controversial mask mandate heading to the City Council for a first reading today. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.